obviously in 62, we're going all the way back to 62, mm-hmm. the break with William and Mary was an interesting one. And you'll find as we get into later this, I've got various things to say about Lewis Webb in different ways. In a sense, this was his finest hour. Because he really, he knew he had community support. He had built it carefully, though.
Right.
He had his community board and all the power structure of Norfolk behind this, and he'd build it up. But he insisted upon that we were going to become an independent institution. And I remember Lewis saying at one point that Alvin Duke Chandler, who was the president of William & Mary, had said to him, "Well, I don't know what's going to happen, Lewis, but there's going to be a separation next year, one way or another." Meaning, obviously, that if,
right.
that if they stayed in William & Mary, Lewis would be fired.
Right.
He stood up to it. Sometime in the 60s, and I'm not quite sure, but sometime in the early 60s, the university discovered tenure.
Okay.
Up until that point, nobody had tenure. Somewhere in the early 60s, we got letters from Lewis Webb saying, "Oh, by the way, you've got tenure."